Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Matt Jennings from the Michigan Tech Volleyball team is with us today, splitting on Friday and down at the crossover, and then falling to Parkside on a Saturday. But, boy, some great competition. And, boy, that Lewis match. Oh, Coach, you were so close. How did that well, let's talk about the win, I guess, first. Let's talk about the win against Ohio.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. So the win on Friday the crossover has expanded this year, so it included the GMAC, which is another conference in our region, a newer conference, and they brought four of their top teams in. And to be honest, I thought they were a little outmatched for the whole weekend, and we kind of took care of business. They were an okay team, and I thought we played some good ball, and the stats kind of proved that. I think we kind of rolled there, and it was actually a pretty good, I hate to say it, but a good warm-up match for Friday night. Mm.
Well, when you look at, just getting that win at that event, I know it's tough to get wins down there with that event. Obviously, that had to be good going into the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, it's a really strange environment in a good way. I mean, if you can imagine 8 courts all within one roof, it's incredibly loud in there. I mean, it's just a totally different atmosphere. And so to get, to get a win down there is big. It's an in-region win. But, of course, to get acclimated to the atmosphere is big, too. And to be able to play as well as we did that first match, I think, is always a good thing, for sure.
Well, clearly you played pretty well in that second match as well. You probably the top team in the region, or one of the top two or three teams in the region for sure, and Lewis, and take him to 5 sets. What was the difference in that match?
It was an incredible match. I don't know how – I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it, to be totally honest. It was from what I'm hearing from an entertainment value, was one of the more entertaining matches there are. My former coach was there, and he came up to me afterwards and had incredible things to say, and a lot of fans and family were there for that one, and they were all very complimentary. And you have to remember, too, Lewis is quote-unquote the home team for that
sure,
match.
Right.
I mean, they have a lot of people there. So it was one of those where, like, the whole gym was around our court watching, and from what I understand, Grand Valley's coach and their staff were walking by, looked up at the score, and essentially made their whole staff come back and come back and watch our match, because the match before ours, they had done the same thing. They had lost to Lewis in 5.
Oh, geez.
And then, ironically, the next day, Lewis beats Finley in 5. So, wow. Yeah.
They played a lot of volleyball.
They are pooped, I'm sure. So it was just one of those games. And to have match point, oh, geez. I mean, we were at 14-12 there at the end. And just one of those things where they were in a rotation where they wanted to be, and we were just a little bit reeling there at the end, and just didn't go our way.
So you bounce back from that, or tried to bounce back from that against Wisconsin yeah. Parkside. Does that team just have our number? Is it just a style thing with them?
I think so. It's a good team. It's a real powerful team. They have a really good pair of outside hitters that give us fits, and they give lots of other teams fits. They've not lost since they lost in five to Lewis earlier in the season. So they're on a bit of a winning streak here. And they went 3-0 for all 3 matches this weekend. So.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a nice weekend themselves. It was one of those things where I didn't think we played terrible ball at all. I thought we played well all 3 matches in moments, particularly Friday. I thought we played well the whole day. And then Saturday, to be, I think we were a little bit gassed. I think we had, that's not making excuses. I thought we did not play well enough to win. But credit Parkside there. They did their jobs well, and I thought we were a little bit out of gas.
Talk about where this team's at. You're 15-6 overall. Give our fans a realistic idea of what this team can do here going out. Obviously, you're coming down the stretch here with the schedule and looking at postseason now.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go into every weekend with understanding that we can at least split. But with the goal of winning 2-0, we're on the road this weekend, ODU and Tiffin, quote unquote must wins. I mean, they're games that we need to pick up if we want to continue in the postseason. ODU and Tiffin both are middle of the pack teams that are capable of certainly playing good ball, but we think we're the better team. And then of course we're home against Ferris and Grand Valley. And Ferris is arguably the best team in the region. You have Lewis, who's 21-1.
Yeah.
I think Ferris shares that record, so something like that. And then, you know, Grand Valley, we got to see in person over the weekend at Crossover, and we feel like that should be a pretty good matchup this year. They're a little younger than they used than they normally are, and I think it was nice. We got to see them in person, and our girls kind of walked away thinking, well, geez, we're as good as them, you know, and that's one good thing about the Crossover. You get to see everybody play. And then, of course, then it's home against Northern after that, and we're hoping to pack the stands there for that one. That should be a good one. And then we're on the road for four. You know, it's never easy to go on the road and win in this league, but they're, with the exception of Saginaw, who's, you know, borderline nationally ranked right now, they're matches that we feel like we should pick up. So, you know, I think every weekend we're in contention for winning every one, and right now the team is looking at this as our second half, the second half of the year, and the unofficial second half, if you want to call it.
Does this team have a shot at getting regionally ranked when those come out here in a few weeks?
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna, you know, had we beaten Lewis, that would have been it. I mean, they're 21-1.
Yeah, who did they lose to?
They lost to Chico State or Cal State LA or something like that, way early in the season, on the road, out west somewhere. It was an irrelevant loss, and so no, they're playing good ball.
Well, it's I know these trips are long, aren't they? These coming up this weekend.
Yes, yeah, we hit the road again tomorrow night. So, wow. Yeah, the team right now. I gave them the day off yesterday. I thought they needed that and some time to tend to their studies and their bodies and their minds and kind of rest themselves a little bit here. Hopefully they did that, and we'll get back to it in the gym today and then hit the road tomorrow.
All right, volleyball team at Tiffin and at Ohio Dominican this weekend. And again, get your tickets. They're back home Halloween weekend. It's going to be a crazy, crazy weekend, Halloween weekend, with Ferris State. I don't know how many buses they're taking up here. The hockey team will be here. The volleyball team is going to be here. Grand Valley State's going to be here too. Get your tickets for that weekend for Michigan Tech volleyball. It'll be exciting. We'll also have, of course, both of those matches on the air here on Mix 93, and Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming on in, and good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, Coach Matt Jennings here on Mix 93, and we'll take a quick time. I'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time right after these.